This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate failed for a second time Monday to advance a massive $2 trillion economic aid package to send money to most Americans and many businesses that have been severely impacted by the deadly coronavirus. Before the vote, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell chided Democrats for trying to add provisions not directly related to the coronavirus pandemic. The aid package would send money to most Americans and many businesses that have been severely impacted by the deadly coronavirus. Democrats say the legislation is weighted too heavily to favor businesses over workers, hospitals, and healthcare professionals. Republicans accuse Democrats of obstructing the aid at a time Americans need it most, as the effects of the virus severely impact their job and financial well-being. The USNS Mercy hospital ship has left its San Diego port for Los Angeles on Monday to help support the city's response to an overwhelming number of coronavirus cases. Defense Secretary Mark Esper told reporters at the Pentagon Monday that the Defense Department is working with the Federal Emergency Management Agency to set the conditions for Mercy's arrival in L.A. later this week. U.S. military hospital ships and field hospitals sent to overwhelmed cities are not meant to treat coronavirus, but instead to treat other patients, freeing up local hospital beds for coronavirus care. The U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, announced aggressive new actions early Monday to try to bolster the world's largest economy against the jolting effects of the coronavirus. The Fed said it will buy an unlimited amount of government-backed debt and mortgage-backed securities to support credit markets. The central bank also unveiled a series of lending programs to assist both large and small businesses. For more on these and other stories, visit us online at voanews.com or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived Monday in Kabul on an urgent visit to try to move forward a U.S. peace deal signed last month with the Taliban. The trip comes despite the coronavirus pandemic at a time when world leaders and statesmen are curtailing official travel. Since the signing of the deal, the peace process has stalled, and political turmoil in Afghanistan, with the country's leaders squabbling over who won the September presidential election. Incumbent Ashraf Ghani or his challenger Abdullah Abdullah. The two men held dueling inauguration ceremonies earlier this month. It was easier to breathe in India's megacities on Monday as lockdowns ordered to combat the spread of the coronavirus kept cars off the road and closed factories, improving air quality. Japan's prime minister announced Monday his country will require a 14-day quarantine to all visitors from the United States amid an escalating number of coronavirus infections around the globe. The quarantine requirement includes Japanese and American citizens and will go into effect Thursday and last until the end of April. Pressure is mounting for postponing the Summer Olympics in Tokyo due to the pandemic. The prime minister said Monday if it's difficult to hold the Olympics in a complete way, and pushing the event back would be unavoidable in order to protect the safety of the athletes. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who has been in quarantine since discovering she was exposed to the virus last week, has tested negative so far for coronavirus. She's expected to undergo additional testing. Government sources said Monday that Merkel's cabinet has agreed to an unprecedented package of support to cushion the German economy from the impact of measures taken to contain the coronavirus. The steps are expected to be voted through both houses of parliament by the end of next week. Germany is Europe's largest economy. Cuban doctors and nurses arrived in Italy to help stop the spread of the coronavirus in the Lombardy region. The group has 36 doctors, 15 nurses, and a logistics expert. Italy is one of the countries hardest hit by the coronavirus, with nearly 5,500 deaths as of Sunday night. Cuba has 8.2 doctors for every 1,000 people. It's one of the highest rates in the world, according to the World Bank. Cuban medical brigades have already helped to fight the spread of the coronavirus in countries including Jamaica, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Grenada. And France's president says both France and China agree on the need for emergency talks by leaders of the G20 major economies on coordinating international response to the coronavirus. Saudi Arabia has also called for a video conference of the world leaders to cope with economic fallout. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.